Now, if we continue on talking about the practice that you're changing, you talked about treadmill training and sitting balance. So what actual practice of the therapist are you trying to change, and who are these people that you're working with to try and change that practice?
Well, it's basically the physiotherapists and new graduate therapists, basically physiotherapists and our physiotherapy assistant.
And what sort of therapies or things that they do actually need to change, or what things do they need to do?
The issue is, it's not a matter of changing the practice, it's a matter of implementing those particular interventions. So it's whether or not we're actually doing treadmill training, which is the primary concern at the moment.
Okay. Okay. And how did you know that an evidence gap existed? Can you tell us?
Well, there's two probably major areas. One is a lower limb study of 200 stroke patients that Kate Scrivener, one of our physiotherapists, has done, where it was obvious from her data that of those 200 people, very few received any sitting balance training. So that was an obvious gap where there is one high-quality randomised control trial and a pilot trial using the same interventions, which indicate that training sitting balance is appropriate for people following stroke, not only for the sitting balance but also for the ability to stand up. So that's probably one major area, and the other one is a more recent order of the files, which indicated that in fact treadmill training has not been used at all.
Okay, and when you say that you had an audit of some files, what sort of number of files did you look at?
15 files were conducted, and there's a second audit of those files, and that second audit has found the same results as the first. In other words, patients who theoretically should be appropriate for treadmill training are not getting it.
Okay, thank you.